I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for May 18th, 2015 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lugey? Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All members of City Council are present, therefore, quorum does exist. We welcome you tonight, Mr. and Mrs. Poppy, and parents, and grandparents? No, I'm sorry. Official. Okay. We got just a couple things to do before you're on the agenda. And the first one is our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Lugey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I see that Mr. Shaw has handed out two possible plans for the downtown Maplewood Mini Park for layout. Is your intent to have this as an item of discussion?
Sure.
This was a commitment made to the Economic Development Committee, so let's add that on as Agenda Item 13, Maplewood Park seating. Alternates 1 and 2. I have nothing in addition. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to schedule a meeting of the Utilities Committee.
All right, let's put that down as 11C, Schedule Utilities Committee. This is concerning the water rate discussion. Joe, do you know, is the service director prepared to make a recommendation on that?
Not tonight, he's not, no.
Well, in the next week or so before this meeting is scheduled, I just want to make sure we have a recommendation before your meeting. All right, so maybe next week.
Right.
Okay. Any other items from members of City Council? Mr. Sanford is not here. Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Shaw?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
There's no additional items, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on May the 4th. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the May 4th, 2015 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from May 4th, 2015 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the meeting minutes are approved. Agenda Item 5, we are honored to have with us tonight, Mr. and Miss and Mr. Poppy, who will introduce them as we get out here. And I also have a proclamation that I'll go out and read. And in the meantime, I invite everybody to get their holding money out. First off, what are your names again? Zachary and Layla. Zachary and Layla, we don't have a Mr. Poppy every year. It's great that you're here. Tell you what, I'm going to get down here and read this to you. Why don't you come around and get on both sides of me? So that's fine, right there. And we'll just read this, let's go up here so we can see you. Okay, you can read right along with me. This is from the Office of the Mayor, a proclamation. Whereas America is the land of freedom, preserved and protected willingly and freely by citizen soldiers. And whereas millions who have answered the call to arms have died on the field of battle. And whereas a nation at peace must be reminded of the price of war. And whereas the red poppy has been designated as a symbol of sacrifice of lives in all wars. And whereas the American Legion Auxiliary has pledged to remind America annually of this death through the distribution of the memorial flower. Now therefore, I, Craig A. Stile, Mayor, do hereby proclaim Sunday, May 23rd, 2015, as American Legion Auxiliary Poppy Day in the city of Sylvania, and ask that all citizens pay tribute to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in the name of freedom by wearing the Memorial Day poppy on this day. Thank you so much for helping with the efforts of the...
What, one on each side? Yeah.
Why don't you, Layla, why don't you come over here? Zachary, you come in closer. And let me open this up. There we go.
Okay, are you okay?
All right. Got it, okay, stay here, Zachary. There we go.
Now, what we talked about, what you're gonna do, bring forward the basket.
I'm reaching into my pocket right now.
Okay, in the pocket.
There we go. I have a copy.
I think he's doing a much better job.
I think you need to come up here with me, and we'll visit every number.
Much more empathy.
You can carry it, that's what I'm gonna do. All these people will fight. Big apple.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go, thanks.
And this is Zachary and Layla.
Thanks, Zachary and Layla.
Layla? What's the last name?
Yeah, do you want her to spell it?
I've already got mine. You can hand that one to me.
Thank you, Craig.
This is Friday. There we go.
Thank you.
So you need the official paparazzi?
Yeah, paparazzi, not too bad.
Very nice.
And we will be at Barry's Bagel on Town Sylvania on Friday, and our Legion riders will be at Harley on Saturday.
The Harley on Central?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool stuff, huh?
Thank you.
Pictures in here.
Oh, you're dropping it.
The basket's not big enough.
Good. All right, you're quick.
And I don't know if you know, this is the auxiliary fundraiser that is nationwide, and each unit, which ours is out on Centennial, the money collected here stays here, and then we, the auxiliary, helps veterans with it, and that's all it can be used for is veterans. It's a restricted fund. And last year, between clothes, food, and money collected and spent and things, we spent over $8,000 on our veterans last year.
Nice.
Very nature.
How much did you raise? How much did you raise?
Last year, I think we had about $3,000, and then, like I said, it counts on clothes and things and other stuff that we do too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. And thank you, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I got no problem with that.
All right, we're on to agenda six with an odd arrangement. We have no one in the gallery. You can do whatever you want. Within the rules.
They're listening.
There is a tape, that's correct. Will be posted. Agenda item six, we have proposed ordinance 33-2015. This is an ordinance to approve, adopt, and enact current replacement pages to the codified ordinances. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the annual ordinance to adopt and approve all of the replacement pages from all of the amendments that we have made to the Sylvania Codified Ordinance, or that council has made to the Sylvania Codified Ordinances, and also changes that were made to the Ohio Revised Code, and our pages need to be replaced to reflect those changes as well. And I would recommend approval of them.
Leslie, do you know how quickly these show up on our webpage?
We can certainly get with Chuck, and we don't get an electronic version of them. We just get the hard copy, but I could check with Walter Drain and see if we could get an electronic version.
Well, I got to admit,
I'm sorry. Mrs. Booker says it just came, the electronic version.
Oh, good.
So we can work with Chuck
and
get it up
there. So they'll be updated
on
yes. the webpage?
Yes. Yes.
Because honestly, that's the only place I look anymore. Okay.
Yep, no problem. Good. Thank you.
Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 33-2015. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. An ordinance to approve, adopt, and enact current replacement pages to the codified ordinances, to repeal ordinances in conflict therewith, to publish the enactment of new matter, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 33-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 33-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 33-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 33-2015 is approved. When do you expect to distribute these pages to council?
There was one more correction that Mrs. Brining found late last week, so that's going to be coming by the end of this week. So I'm assuming you will get them next council meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Agenda item seven is also an annual ordinance. This is to enter into agreements with the Safety City personnel. Here are the agreements right here. I believe there's 16 of them, Chief? 12 of them? I should have counted them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. For a total of $4,055. And what's the week, Chief? Weeks?
I'm sorry, Mayor, I didn't hear you.
What are the weeks of the Safety City this year? They're in June.
I want to say June.
Boy, I put you on the spot, huh? June 8th, it's the week of June 8th and ending June 12th. And then the township also has a safety town. If a particular family can't make it in their jurisdiction, they go to the other one. So they have a chance to do it both ways. All right. Again, there are 11 of them. And this is Safety Committee. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 34-2015. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into agreements with a head teacher, teachers, and aides for the Sylvania Safety City program being conducted by the Sylvania Division of Police, providing funds, therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 34-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 34-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 34-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 34-2015 is approved. Agenda item 8 has to do with the Erie Stream Waterline Replacement Project. We did receive bids on that, and they are within estimates. Mr. Shaw, you want to give us a review?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you alluded to, we did take bids last Wednesday for the project. This project has been on your agenda several times, whether it's been for easements or requesting advertising. We took bids last Wednesday, and the lowest bid was by PHC of Toledo. The rest of their bid submitted was well under the engineer's estimate by 3.5%. PHC has done work in the city of Toledo before, or in the city of Savannah, and done a good job, so we would recommend approval.
And the time schedule for this is to start after the Marathon LPGA Classic?
That's right.
And be done?
Hope to have most of the underground done by Labor Day, and then if restoration has to extend a couple weeks to get optimal seating time, we'll do that.
We have working easements in the yards. Are there any, hopefully we aren't going to do lane closures to do this? Close the bike lane, probably.
I haven't talked to the contractor about that. We have three lanes out there. It is possible that if they need some extra space on daily periods to get trucks in and out, we could close the east.
We'll turn the center bound, the center turn lane, make that the westbound lane.
That's right.
All right, very good. We do have ordinance 35-2015. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 35-2015. All members of council, having previously received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Accepting the bid of PHC Incorporated and awarding the contract for the Erie Street Waterline Replacement Project to the same. Authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $175,617.50. Appropriating funds, therefore, and waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 35-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 35-2015.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 35-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 35-2015 is approved. Agenda item 9 has to do with our stormwater management plan. There have been changes to the Ohio EPA and National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permitting system, and we need to update our requirements. Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you indicated, with the recent permit that was issued back in September, it's a requirement as a part of the permit that there's some legislation and ordinances on our books with respect to post-construction and pre-construction stormwater management practices. It should be noted that most of the things that are in this ordinance are things that we're already doing. We're checking pre- and post-construction standards. We're getting plans in and checking those. We're required to have a copy of the notice of intent for all stuff. So this is more bookwork just to keep it as an ordinance and be compliant with our permit.
And there are different ranges of permits. If the project's less than an acre, there's some issues, and if it's more than an acre,
yeah,
it's a little bit more difficult project.
For instance, that's correct, yeah.
For instance, the project that's underway over at Northview Stadium right now is more than an acre and needed to have a little special permitting done on that one. It's
correct.
All, if you've driven by the football field, it's all been lowered and it's dirt at the moment. All right. You have in your packets ordinance 36-2015 to accomplish this. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 36-2015. All members of council, having previously received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Amending Part 9, Streets, Utilities, and Public Services Code by adding Chapter 931, Sediment and Erosion Control Sediment Erosion Control of the Savannah Codified Ordinances, 1979, as amended, and waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 36-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance 36-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 36-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 36-2015 is approved. Agenda item 10 is the notice of a transfer of a D5 spiritus liquor on the premises consumption only. This is over on Sylvania Avenue in the Kroger Building Complex, down towards the west end. There is a Pacific restaurant there that's been there a long time, but the one immediately east of that has changed a name and hand several times. And this reflects the latest move to a company doing business there as Smokehouse Bistro. Chief, have you investigated this one?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. After a review of the name provided during the background check, the police department has no objections to this transfer of the license.
Very good. So council's choice is to request or not to request a hearing in our county seat here in Lucas County. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we do not request a hearing for the transfer of the D5 and D6 permits from Pastricos and Skiatis LLC, 7625 Sylvania Avenue, to Verdine LLC, doing business at Smokehouse Bistro, 7625 Sylvania Avenue.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded not to request a local hearing on this liquor transfer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 11 is committee reports. There were two committee meetings held the morning of Tuesday, May the 5th. First one was the Finance Committee. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's correct. We had a Finance Committee meeting on Tuesday, May 5th, 2015, at 7:30 in the morning. Committee members were present, Mary Westfall, Mark Fry, Doug Hanum, Mark Lukey, and other council members, Katie Capolini, Sandy Hussman, Jason Mishka. Also joining us at that meeting were Finance Director Toby Schroyer, Law Director Leslie Brining, and Mayor Craig Stow. The meeting's purpose was twofold. One was to review the five-year financial plan for the city's financial and debt policies, and the other was to talk about the Ohio checkbook information. Toby did a fabulous job of preparing for the meeting. We very much appreciated his hard work and diligence and his very clear explanation of the five-year financial plan. It was very helpful. He began by having us take a look back and reviewing the financials from 2007 to 2014 so that we could see kind of what had happened historically. And through that, we realized that the city was in 2014 at the lowest expense rate since 2007, and that was in large part due to a change in personnel by combining positions and also by not replacing some in cases where that could be managed. Additionally, there was a $1.2 million revenue decline during that time due to the elimination of the estate tax and the decline of in interest rate revenue. From there, Toby walked us through the five-year plan going forward, and he took us from 2015 through 2019. And what it showed was that we will see a significant deficit in the water fund based on increasing water costs. By the year 2019, that deficit will exceed $900,000 annually. The Finance Committee asked that this issue be referred to the Utilities Committee for further study with a specific expectation that the recommendation come back with a balanced water fund. Additionally, the Finance Committee discussed the need to for an income tax reallocation. Upon careful review of the finances, with help, of course, from Toby's explanation, it became clear that due to some changes in the way the state auditor recognizes transfers between the capital fund and the general fund, that we will need to make an adjustment to our current allocation in order to balance the general fund going forward. So the committee asked that the finance director come back with a recommendation for a change in that income tax reallocation when the 2016 budget is presented, and that should allow for a balancing of the general fund. And certainly we would want that recommendation to be before the end of the fourth quarter of 2015. Finally, the committee did take a moment to consider the OhioCheckbook.com information from Josh Mandel. This is an online checkbook that is committed to transparency regarding spending in communities. The Finance Committee vetted this a bit and determined that this is something we should observe and watch and review once it has been launched successfully. So The meeting adjourned at 8:25, and I think before going forward, I think we should ask Mr. Schroyer if I presented accurately.
You did, yes.
All of those pieces. Okay. So the next meeting, the Safety Committee meeting, then convened at 8:25, same day, Tuesday, May 5th, 2015. Present were committee members, myself, Mr. Fry, Mr. Hanum, and Mr. Lutke, as well as other council members, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Mishka, and Mrs. Hussman. We also had joining us Chief Rodas, Toby Schroyer, Leslie Brining, Kevin Aller, and Mayor Stow. The primary point of this meeting was to discuss the use of body cameras, and the chief reported on some what we're currently doing. He shared with us that since 1999, we have used in-car cameras, and in 2009, the cameras were updated to digital and automatic downloads so that we can review them as needed. All officers do have a mic that is used to record audio at all stops, and also all tasers have cameras on the end, so once they are put into use, a camera does shoot video of what is occurring. There also are security cameras throughout the police building, and we do have surveillance equipment available. Mrs. Brining shared that the city of Sylvania has had no civil suits, and there's been minimal resisting arrest incidences. She did not feel like there was a major issue at this point in time. So after some discussion, the committee agreed that no formal action regarding the use of body cameras would be recommended at this time. However, we made a commitment to continue to analyze and evaluate the need for body cameras going forward, and the meeting adjourned at 8:50 a.m. And I would again defer to Chief Rodas to make sure that I presented accurately the necessary key components.
Excuse me?
I just want to make sure I presented accurately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any further input by members of council of those committees? If not, one of the things that came out of the Finance Committee was for referral to the Utilities Committee of a water rate increase. I know the Service Director is working on that, and the Deputy Service Director thinks he will have something ready for next week. So, Mr. Mishka, why don't you see if you can arrive at a date?
Okay.
After Memorial Day.
All right. So this is based on a recommendation, is the recommendation from the Service Director after Memorial Day. I think the next scheduled council meeting would be June 1st. If we were to do this at 7 p.m., this is half an hour long enough, is your honor? Does anybody have any input on that?
Half hour seems to be
okay. So if we can schedule at 7 p.m. on the June 1st, then we can use that time to discuss that.
All right, we'll have the clerk post that date.
We'll do that at 7.
7 o'clock. Is there any other committee business to be reported at this time? Or agenda item 12, any committee referrals to be made at this time? If not, we're on to added agenda item 13. Mr. Shaw has prepared these two alternates at the request of Mrs. Capellini to add some outdoor seating at the mini park. There are two alternates here. Joe, you should probably give them, but one's leaving the flower and boxwood seal or maplewood seal in place. The other is not. So.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As discussed at last council meeting, it was recommended to take a look at this in terms of outdoor seating. Before you, just some really crude sketches on what something like that could look like. Alternate one. Basically keeps all the infrastructure in place. You don't see the hill removed or any of the things in front, and it gives you somewhat of an idea on how much space you could fit in. chair type setups. If you flip the sheet over to the back for alternate two, that would move the front mound and hill, and that gives you somewhat of an idea of how you could get a couple more spaces out there to do that. Pricing has been done this time to see what these alternates would cost, but more just conceptual to give you a visual on what that could look like.
Alternate one is really just adding the table.
Exactly.
There's no physical changes and probably would not need to be approved by the property owner. Alternate two is a physical change that will require the installation of some new paving materials and the removal of the soil, and probably would need to be run past the owner of the property. I wouldn't anticipate a problem, but...
We have our flagpole that's there, too, that would have to be, I think, contend with, too.
Okay. These are as requested by your committee, Mr. Lukey.
Yeah, I do have one question. Would this work have to be bid to an outside contractor if it's done by your own crews?
I think it could be done by our crews. I mean, obviously, one, I don't think there's a whole lot to doing that other than this. Maybe we probably want to secure the tables.
Right.
But alternate two, I think that's stuff that between our streets department and parks and forestry, I think we could definitely accomplish.
We'd have to purchase the tables, yes.
Yes.
Is there a great difference between, on alternate two, is there a great difference between where the tables are sitting and the sidewalk? Is there any ramp that comes up from those two sidewalks, you know?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so a third alternate could be to remove the grassy area and the decorative fencing and have even more paving. You know, I'm not a fan of paving. I like to have it softened, but that is another possibility and makes that seating area more accessible.
I think one question, Mr. Mayor, that came up in the committee was whether we could have this done in time for at least part of this summer season. Joe, I don't know what the critical path is in terms of getting this done. Is this doable in 2015?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I mean, this was Katie's suggestion. I don't know if you have any thoughts about it or not.
You know, one possibility is to purchase the four tables and 16 chairs and see if people use them.
Yeah.
And if they're popular, then go to more work and do some more.
So I think that option two is more functional, just because then you can, people driving by, you can see that there's space and you can see that there are people gathering.
Hiding behind that incline.
And then even on festival weekends, being able to use that corner for the information table or the, instead of, it's, on festival weekends, that grass and boxwood is always kind of in the way. And it's an amazing corner, but it doesn't get used, I think, because there's that obstacle. So I like option number two.
You know, one thing to consider is, and depending on usage, you could do alternate one for relatively no cost or little cost and see how usage goes. And then if it needs to be expanded to have a little more seating, you could look at doing like an alternate two. You know,
or could you?
It could be steps, small steps.
Or could you add some benches too? I mean, so that there's six tables and maybe a couple of benches just to...
Sure.
Seems like there's room for tables too at each end of the gazebo. We could have six tables in there, but it doesn't solve your vision concern, not to take that out. Would you be interested in benches out in the grassy area right along the sidewalk? Would that help you?
Possibly. I feel like I have to go look at it again.
I'm sorry. Mr. Mayor, I'm not sure that this is an important project, but it's not a big project, so I'm not sure it needs to go back to the committee. I just wonder if we'd be interested in asking Joe to put together some costs for us, and that way next meeting we could potentially decide to move forward.
Yeah, we have to make the decision on these tables and chairs. Oftentimes this sort of installation is a fixed table with fixed seats.
Yeah.
Or else they walk away.
Yeah.
There are some that are fairly decorative, but they're not movable around them. They're fixed. And I'm not sure that's what you're looking for. You just want movable tables and chairs.
It seems like there might be some extras at Parks and Forestry. And even Burnham Park has those square ones. And it seems like there's an excess. maybe we could just borrow some or use some of those and see how it works and...
Parks and Forestry?
They're up, I think that they're up near where the banners are stored. That's how I have them.
Are they weatherproof type?
Yes, they're, I think that they're, they may be even extras that came from Brenham Park or, they're outdoor kind of things. I'm just wondering if we could just use something we have until we...
That sounds good.
To make it happen more quickly and then...
If we actually have them, we can try to get them up there in time for the art festival weekend, in week and a half.
Can we, I think that's a great idea.
Okay, Joe, I need you to follow through on that. Parks and Forestry, take a look at them and see if the condition is all right for that. We'll clean them up and get them over there.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Government at its best, Mr. Mayor. That's nice.
Didn't cost anything.
No, and fast.
Not yet anymore.
All right. There's no further items. That brings us to the end of our agenda. You can see the bank reconciliation that's there and also the Planning Commission meeting that didn't have any agenda items and a bunch of signs at the Board of Architects for review that were approved. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and this council stands adjourned until our next regular scheduled meeting on Monday, June the 1st at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all.